My guest today is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. We're going to get in some interview and some live stuff in a second, but first let's listen to a track from a CD he brought in. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around.
She'll wear your shoes and she'll walk your mile with eyes that burning, a tear gas smile. She knows right from wrong. She's not afraid to say we're gonna have us. We'll have our day. She finds.
All channels up, and we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls, and there are a lot of souls in here. How's it going, everybody?
Good, man. How you doing?
Howdy.
Thanks for coming in.
No.
So why don't we just go around the room and tell me who you are and what you bring to this amazing project. And we'll start over here.
I'm Jason, and I brought most of the equipment.
I'm Isan, and I'm the strings lady.
I'm Jason. I play keyboards and accordion.
I'm Abraham, and I'm on the drums. I brought the rest of the stuff.
Hello, Los Angeles. I'm Scott, and I play the bass.
My name is Matt, and I play the guitar.
Now, I usually start out with asking this question of any band, but in this particular case, the band is actually your name and the such-and-such band. Mm-hmm. But how much of it is it, you know, Jason Heath and your music and your band, and how much of it is sort of a collaborative project, like a group of people getting together to make music?
Well, yeah, it's definitely collaborative, as you'll hear when we play. I couldn't play all these instruments by myself. I tried one time, sounded like shit. So, it's definitely a group.
Do the songs generally start, though, with you bring in material and then they flesh it out?
And then we arrange together and they all write their parts. And Matt is also a fantastic songwriter in his own right.
It's definitely Jason's songs that we generally sing. That's why it's Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. His vibe that's coming through.
Yeah, he's the conceptual and artistic leader of the group, without a doubt.
Does it usually start with a simple thing, like just a guy and a guitar, and
it's
then?
It's always very simple, yeah. Until they play, it's usually three chords. Yeah, I usually just on the acoustic guitar, come up with something, and then work it out. And these fellows add their genius.
And Jason's also the one that does all the kind of running around, sorting the gigs out, finding space to come on the radio like this, and so it's definitely his baby.
So in addition to being the front man, you're also the manager and the booking agent and the
many,
promoter.
Many hats. Many Greedy Souls, many hats.
So you really wouldn't, even if you had, 10 or whatever, 11 arms, you wouldn't be able to play all these instruments and still do all the business side of it as well.
Not at all.
You wouldn't be able to hold the pen and the telephone at the same time.
Yeah, he does a lot of text messaging.
All right, well, why don't we jump into a live song, Freddie? What would you like to play for us first?
This is a new song. It's called, they're all new for you, but it's called God's Name in Vain.
And actually, before you jump into it, just for the audience sake, give me a sort of breakdown of what we actually have crammed in here into the Kill Radio studio today. Just the variety of instruments.
We have guitar, bass, drums, organ, accordion, fiddle, and bagpipe.
and a marching band.
Yeah, they'll be here halfway through this song.
And the Philharmonic Choir.
We're going to run through Tusk after this.
All right, whenever you're ready, my guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
You might see a flag, but I only see a state above a world filled with trouble and hearts filled with pain. Say this is America, at least you know you're free. But tell that to the man who's following me. Say it's all God's will, man, the end is coming soon. But you're clutching your cross like a junkie holds his spoon. We'll be right back.
mothers sent seven sons to war, and seven sons walk out seven doors. Seven fathers see the sun's eyes no more, and seven daughters' tears wash the killing floor. And seven bombs let out their angry roar, while seven spirits rise on eagle's wings they soar.
Wow, great start to the show. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. Let's talk a little bit about genre and sort of preconceptions. I hear the word Americana being tossed around a lot now in place of country. And there's definitely, listening to your music, there's definitely an Americana soul to it. What does that mean to you?
We're post-Americana, agit-pop, full country rock, full country arena rock.
I see. Yeah. So, I mean, they kind of make you come up with these sort of silly names to sell you, huh?
They give you three, which is a lot.
Yeah, they give you three. What do you think it means to you in terms of, like, you know, when people think of what country music is today and then, like, what you're trying to do with your music?
Well, I mean, I like all kinds of music. I guess country music's just easier to write. No, I mean, is influence. It just kind of comes out that way. I guess the instrumentation has a lot to do with it, but we don't sit down to try and write in the country genre. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have other things that aren't, as you'll hear when you buy the record, if you buy the record.
No, when you buy the record, definitely.
When you think positive.
And like, this record that they were listening to, is this something that's available now or is it about to come out?
It's finished. It's not out. We're looking for someone to put it out right now, but it is completely done. And it's a fine record, if I do say so myself. This gentleman and lady did a wonderful job.
Now, tell me a little bit about putting the band together. Like, what was the point at which you were sitting in there? It was just you and your guitar, and you're like, all right, Jason Heath and the Nothings isn't working for me.
Well, we've been in various projects over the years. Me and Abe actually started together in sixth grade on a harmony guitar and a suitcases. He had a snare drum and suitcases, and we, of course, were punk because everyone is when they first start. It's the easiest thing to do. And then we met Scott back then, but he joined the band a little later. Matt, we've been in various projects, Abe and him and I, for about, 10 years, if not longer.
That's true. I can vouch for
Thank
that.
Thank you. And me, we met at Unlit, which is where you got your start.
Oh, yes, the famous Unlit traveling house parties.
I was actually playing a song, and I didn't know any fiddle players, and I always wanted to have a fiddle in my head. And so I had my back turned. I was showing John actually a new song. She went out to her car and got her fiddle, and I didn't see her come in, and I'm imagining the fiddle, and I'm playing, all of a sudden this fiddle starts, and I thought I'd lost my mind. I thought I am now hearing auditory hallucinations, but it was her standing behind me. I got her card, and about a year
later. Hey, diddle, diddle.
And actually, go ahead and grab a mic. Tell me a little bit about sort of coming into this project. I mean, Jason already had sort of an idea of what he wanted to do. You already were doing your music. How did you bring your experience into this and make it fit?
What I do these days is, or for the last, I don't know, 15 years or so, is I improvise. I write violin stuff, but I also improvise violin, viola, string sort of stuff for rock, pop, country, also dance music stuff. So I'm really used to sort of stepping in to play with different people. And I just, you know, I've worked with a bunch of different people, and so you just like show up and hear what's going on, and then see what ideas that sparks. So it's really like, you know, Jason's saying how we met. It's kind of, you know, I can just hear a song going on, and I'll just like play along. That's sort of what I do.
Did you initially come from a more classical background?
I did go to the Royal College of Music, and I studied classically and like toured Europe in orchestras and stuff, and then stopped doing that about 15 years ago. And I'm a rare classically trained person who sort of got rid of the classical thing and can improvise, and I can play jazz and whatever.
And did you kind of have to train your ear to sort of understand rock music and like what you could bring to it with your instrument?
I'd say more take drugs and like stop practicing scales, and it kind of just happened.
So you had to untrain your ear, in other words.
Yeah,
just really, slumming.
Pretty much. Not that I do that so much anymore, actually.
Right.
But, you know, you have your
you have to pay your
discovery.
Dues.
Discovery. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's go and listen to another track from the CD that you brought in. What do you recommend?
How about Time is Dead? That has a great Nels Klein solo on it.
All right. Let me spend the next... hour figuring out how come nobody numbers their tracks anymore. 4, 5, 6, 7. All right.
I don't think it's a lost art.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. Stick around.
My city's alive. Killers, cops, and guards falling from heaven like a brick. It's so damn hard to read those winks and nods. It's enough to make you sick. The doorways are filled with dreamers and sinners, and the light of neon crosses. There ain't no winners on this side of the city, baby. They're buried underneath all their losses. And I can hear that train pull out the station tonight. And those wheels are in full spin. There ain't nothing wrong, there's nothing right. Just pleasure, pain, and sin.
Never making up.
policeman hanging from a cross. He's staring into heaven while his eyes get lost. He's searching the sky for some meteorite that might smash these walls and set things right. He hangs by himself, but is never alone. 'Cause the birds in the fields are picking the bones. You can see his scars, you can touch his side, you can kiss his cheek and wave goodbye.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls, all of them. Are these all the Greedy Souls?
Yes.
Everybody here?
And I forgot to tell this.
Isn't there another Greedy Soul?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Chris Joyner. Hot Chris Joyner is in Europe right now, the piano player. He'll be back shortly.
There was something you wanted to mention?
Oh, yeah, Jason Federer. I didn't tell the story of Jason Joyner. Not that it's that interesting, but everyone else was told by Jason.
Now do you have our undivided attention.
Who's playing the accordion? We've been friends for years, and I didn't even know he knew how to play. Never told anybody knew how to play, and we had
We'll find out.
Another organ player who dropped his marbles and went to Berlin, and he jumped on the organ, and there he is. We've been friends for years. I didn't know he could play. Although I did learn he could play accordion.
Surprise to me.
He's a very talented individual.
See,
Thank you for letting me share.
Is I'm jump on your organ alcoholic. And then your best friends. That's great. why don't we jump into a live song and then I'm going to talk to you about playing live versus recording and the whole process.
This is called The Landlord.
All right, whenever you're ready. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Heard it from the girl next door. She heard it from God who heard it all before. Your house is full from the ceiling to the floor. You had it all and you only wanted. You ain't clever, don't you know that the landlord lives above you? And he's asking for the rent. I'm blue. You're as dark as night and he's alive inside of you. All of his children are born with knives. We only get one chance to breathe in this life.
done this track a thousand times before. And we're always getting lost. If we'd open up our eyes one time, we'd do the math and know the cost.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. Man, the best live performances on this show are always those where I kind of momentarily forget that there's a live performance going on, like, because I'm listening in on the headphones and everything is coming in so clean and so well orchestrated, you would swear that it was recording. Mm. Tell me a little bit about sort of, you know, performing live with so many people, doing such a textured sound and syncing up so well.
Well, I think it just... It starts with musicians that care about the song, you know. I mean, that listen to the song, and that's everyone in here. I think if you're lucky enough to be in a band with those folks, then that makes a whole big difference. After that, it's just rehearsing, and yeah, you know, I think, you know, when you enjoy hearing what the other person's playing, you stop to listen as opposed to, you know, trying to cram your two cents in where it's not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm blessed to be in a band with folks like that.
What makes for a really good live performance for you guys? Like, how do you gauge it?
Not last night.
Well, what makes for a bad performance for you guys then? When we look back and go,
bad stage sound. I mean, that's one thing. You know, you're going to these clubs in LA, you get a certain sound like we have in here, which is similar to our rehearsal room. It's low volume, it's fine. And then you get somewhere, maybe they have a back line and they've got Marshall stacks and bass rigs as big as a fridge. And it's, you're just not used to it. You don't hear it the way you're used to hearing it. And then it sort of like blows. It's like when that happens. But if you get a good play, I mean, like, there's clubs that handle it, and it's great. I think the lower, like, Lost Souls is one of my favorite places to play because only the vocals are going through the PA, and it's a cement room, and it sounds so great in there.
Yeah.
And then you go to these, you know, places that have, like, $20,000 sound systems, and it sounds like piss.
It's funny. Sometimes the places that really aren't designed to be, you know, venues tend to have the best sounds.
I
don't know why that is. But, yeah, a place like Lost Souls is a good example.
Yeah, sounds great.
And how do you gauge like a really good performance? When you get off the stage, you know, this is what Jason Heath and Greedy Souls is all about. I mean, technical issues aside, like, do you base
it on... If I haven't wet my pants.
If you haven't wet your pants.
That's how I do it.
If you haven't been put on so late in the bill that you've had enough to drink.
Yeah. If more people than the janitor are there, then we're doing our job.
Seriously, though, do you base it more on sort of the audience connection with the music or on your performance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's both, but I think you can tend to rehearse so much you're not sure if you're doing a good job. You know, you kind of start going through the motions a little bit. But when you get out live and you actually see the, you know, the reciprocation happening, yeah, that's what it's all about, especially for a band like us.
All right, and what about the recording process? You know, like when you go in to put this album together, I mean, that's a much different animal.
It is, and this was recorded a little differently than we used to record in the past. It kind of just started as a demo of some songs I was doing, and then it grew to a full album's length, and then I thought, well, let's put some guitar, let's put some, you know, it was going to be just acoustic, and then, you know, eventually we just added every instrument, and it just kept filling out, sounding better and better until it was a full album, so that was kind of the way we did it, little by little.
All right, well, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Let's listen to another track from that album. We're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. Let's chat a little bit about sort of the lyrical content of your music, because I know that's pretty important to you. Like, what are you? Are there certain themes that you like to keep coming back to?
Well, people have asked me that before. The simple answer is, I think justice is the theme mostly what I like to write about, whether it's emotional, spiritual, economical, romantic. Usually that seems to be a theme that motivates me, but sometimes I really like the last song, Land, that we played. I wrote that very quickly, and I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Still not quite sure.
Do you generally write in terms of stories, or is it more abstract?
More abstract, I would say. I kind of just, as it comes to me, I don't really like to sit down too often, and, you know, I don't like pick a topic out of the newspaper. Although, I mean, I've done that before. It's not what I do normally.
Like the Law and Order band, ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, no. Although I've been trying to recently write a song about Joe Louis for the first time, a biographical song.
So is it sort of, if you are doing a song that has a more political message or something you want people to come away with, is the kind of trick to write a really good song where people kind of almost get conned into absorbing the lyrics? Because you don't want to be preaching.
Nobody wants to be preached at. Nobody wants to hear a bad song. So I think first and foremost, it's just about the song. I mean, I don't know if I look at it as a soapbox per se. It's just the things that motivate me when I look around. So that's what I write about. If I wrote about other things, I'd be forcing it, I suppose.
Do you usually write songs like from beginning to end, like it just comes through you, or do you...
Sometimes just a verse and a chorus and let it sit. A lot of times it's just a riff, like the next song we'll be playing, just a riff I had, I brought in the room, and we just kind of finished the song a year later.
Does the band help you finish a lot of the songs that you haven't quite figured out how to end?
Well, they're never finished until they play on them, so that's how I look at it.
All right, well, you guys ready for another live song?
Yeah, this is another new one called The Devil Ain't Talking.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
In the bottom of the well, there ain't no bread in the windowsill. Song gonna ring from a churchyard bell. Oh, don't know what the devil don't tell. That man's cell. No secrets left to tell. Got no arms, can't buy or sell. Don't know what the devil don't tell. Thank you.
That was awesome. You're listening to IsGood on KillRadio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. Jason, what came for you first? Was it singing or playing guitar? Or songwriting?
Guitar. Well, songwriting, because like I said, me and Abe started a punk band, and we were god-awful. We really couldn't play instruments. He chose drums, I chose guitar. And then we had to write songs because we couldn't play anybody else's. I mean, we didn't know what notes were. We just made noise, and so that started the songwriting process. I couldn't play anybody else's songs, so I had to write mimics of other people's songs, and I was always a songwriter first. And then you can tell I don't play so well.
And then when you started to sing, like, did this voice just come out of you, or something you had to develop over the years?
Well, it's definitely gotten better, I would hope. I would hope not. I'm a songwriter first, and I think because they're my songs, I write for myself, there's a chance to sound good at it. Mm-hmm. More of a chance.
So you look at the vocals as a tool for getting your words out there, as opposed to the spotlight feature of the show.
As you can, you know. I mean, I think I can probably hold my own on American Idol, but we'll see.
What about venues? Like, what kind of places do you like to play? Like, how do you, for this particular act, what do you think is the right scene for you with the right kind of audience, the right kind of sound?
Well, just wherever people like good music, and I think you can find that anywhere. I mean, we play all over the place. We've probably played every club in L.A., and some are, you know, more pretentious or precious, the crowds, than others. But even in those places, you know, you can get a good night, and they get filled with people that love good music. And anytime that happens, we have a good time. So we prefer sort of grungier places with, you know, that sort of vibe. But
do you prefer, like, kind of the more intimate setting where you have more, like, a connection to the audience?
Absolutely.
Or do you like a big show as well?
Well, I mean, our goal is to have as many people as possible here. So if we're playing in a bigger place, then we're doing something right. But you know, we enjoy playing places where it's more down to earth and people are, you know, you can feel the interaction as opposed to the smoke machine and the lights and we don't necessarily go for that.
So we're not going to see a lot of pyrotechnics in the next Jason Heath performance?
You might. Never say never.
Let's listen to another track from your CD. What do you recommend?
Matt.
Oh. Matt, what do you recommend?
Can I see the list? I would absolutely, unequivocally say that the song that you should play would be a song called, what? Yeah, it's definitely.
They're looking
good
at it like they've never seen any of these songs before.
Kerosene Dreams.
What track is that?
Number one.
Oh, that I can find right here on the machine. There you go. You're listening to IsGood on KillRadio.org. We'll be right back with more Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls.
Spree.
We're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org, hanging out with Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. MySpace.com/JasonHeathandTheGreedySouls. Is that the place to go for all the latest up-to-date info?
That's what you're doing? That's where you will find us. And soon I will be updating with more pictures of Jason Federici.
All right.
And how do you think about the future of Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls? What are you sort of aspirations, aims, things like that? Like, how do you know when you've made it as a band?
I think we've made it right now.
Just being able to play and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously want more people to hear our music. That, you know, we would like more people to hear our music for sure. I mean, we're not trying to play for any niche audience, but I feel successful when I write a song and when we finish it, when we record, when we play in here, one thing at a time.
All right. Now this album is coming out in a little bit. So you just finished putting it all together.
It's just not mastered, but. It's done. It should be out very soon.
Is there any other material out there from your band, or is this sort of your debut full length?
That's it. And all these new songs that are being recorded here for the first time, which will be on our next record.
Nice.
Which is nearly finished now.
So when since you finished that album, you immediately got to work on the next one?
Well, writing. I mean, we have the songs for the next record already. Not recorded, but we'll start recording soon.
But you tend to sort of write in a continuous pattern as opposed to taking long breaks?
Yeah, we're always writing. I mean, we have more songs than we know what to do with.
All right, well, let's do one more live song if you guys are ready.
All right, this is called A Fighter's Lullaby.
Beside the water still, know that
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls. You guys have got it together, seriously. It's a live performance. This is like all, because there's six people besides me in this room. You guys are all playing together, and I can sort of watch you while you're playing. You're kind of like making, you know, little mental telepathic notes to each other, make sure everybody's in line. And I guess you have to do that a lot, right? You have to communicate with each other. When are you guys playing next out and about so people can go check it out?
We're playing March 22nd at the Hotel Cafe. And then we're playing for you on the 5th of April at Crane's.
That's right.
And I believe we're doing a Saturday night in April. I'm not sure when, at Lost Souls. I think maybe around the 20th or something. It's a Saturday night.
Do you like to play out live as much as you can, or do you need to
sort of space it out for promo reasons? Both. I mean, we try to as much as possible just because it's enjoyable like this and people get to hear it. But, you know, it's a large band. It's not always easy to get everyone together. And, yeah, I mean, promoters always want you to fill the house. And you can't always do that if you're playing every weekend.
Yeah, a lot of places now tell you, you know, not to book any shows 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after. And
yeah, the music stoppo.
Yeah, the music stoppo. Yeah, it's like they own you for that night. Yeah.
They're not paying you anything.
Yeah.
They're making money off your drinks and your privilege, performance, but they're not going to allow you to play either, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see some seas of change.
I think so.
With that. All right, well, we'll keep at it, and I look forward to having this album hit the streets. Let's sign off with one more track off of it.
How about Nowhere Place?
Nowhere Place.
Last track.
Oh, of course. That's a good name for a last track. And guys, thanks so much for coming in, all of you.
Thank you, John.
It's great hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
And this will be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood later today and isgoodmusic.com. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Have you ever been to the nowhere place? With all the spectators of the human race, no one seems to care that you're the only one who can feel the ground. You're the only one who can breathe the air in this place they call a nowhere. Have you ever been to the nowhere place? No one knows your name, no one sees your face. You're feeling all the time that your eyes are open blind. You hear it moving in the dark, so you know it's there. You're the winner of the human race.